Shalom Rabbos, today's daf is Erev and Daf Tes. The daf today primarily discusses Korahs or Lechis that are somewhat asymmetrical, right? And up until now we've been talking about perfect Korahs on top of the exit of Mavoi to a Shesarabim or a Lechi that is set up at the edge of the Mavoi. So now we're going to talk about some construction that's a little bit different. And whether that is good enough, and whether that works. So we are, let's see here, on Chesam Beis, four lines up. Boi Minei Rabbi Bar Chama, Merav Chista. See, Rabbi Bar Chama asked the following question of Rav Chista: Noatz Shtei Yisedos B'Shnei Kosley Mavoi Mibachutz. Let's say you have two pegs. Again, if you can imagine the Mavoi that, you know, exits and spills into Shusarabim, you have two pegs on either side of the Mavoi facing away from the Mavoi, meaning its feet there facing into Shusarabim. And now, Hiviniach Korah al Gabayim. And now you put the Korah on top of these pegs, meaning in general, we're talking about the Korah that's resting on either wall of the Mavoi and right over the exit. Now you have the Korah that's just off of the exit of the Mavoi. It's resting on two pegs that jump into the Rishus HaRabim, and the Korah is laying up against the walls of the Rishus HaRabim, and hovering almost over the entrance into the Mavoi. So what's the deal? Is that fine? Right? Again, we had said that the primal placement is on top of the walls of the Mavoi, but now it's on the two pegs that are just outside the airspace, or the, floor space of the Mavoi. Is that okay? So Amalei, so he said back to him, L'divrei ha-matir aser, L'divrei ha-oser muter. We saw before a machlokes as to whether you can walk underneath the lechi, the korah. The machlokes is whether you can walk underneath the korah, and the machlokes was whether we view the korah, meaning whether we take the front end or the back end of the korah and send it straight down. And obviously, therefore, if we take the front end, so you cannot walk under the korah, and if we take the back end, so then you do. So the ledivrei hamatir, according to the one who says it's mutter to walk underneath the korah, so then, ironically enough, it is usur to use this new setup of the korah. Why? Because according to that mandamar, we use the back of the korah, and the back of the korah is set off of the Mavoi, right? It's off of the Mavoi, however long the Korah is, however wide the Korah is, it's now floating over the Shesarabim, and that's no good. The Divrei HaOser, according to the one who says it's Oser to walk underneath the Korah, he says, I forget who it was already yesterday, but he says that the front of the Korah is what we take as like a line straight down, and therefore that's flush up against the walls of the Shesarabim, but of the Mavoi. And if you can imagine, again, the pegs are jutting out into the Shesarabim, and the Korah is resting against it, but it's pressed up against the walls. So if you take the front end of the Korah and go straight down, that's right at the edge of the Mavoi, and that is totally fine. And therefore, that construction works out okay. Rava says, L'divrei oser nami oser. No, Rava says, no, that's not true. I mean, even according to the Madamur, says it's oser to walk underneath a korah, it's also oser to construct the korah in this way. Because, binan korah agabe mavoi veleka. Because we require the korah to be on top of the mavoi veleka. And we don't. And we don't have that here, because it's right outside the mavoi. Right, that's the requirement, right? That's how a korah is built. So if it's just off of the top of the mavoi, so then that's no good, right? It's next to the mavoi, it's not on the mavoi, and that is lacking. Okay, Eisvei Rav Adar Ramas Nal Rava. Rav Adar Ramas said to Rava, "What are you talking about? Haisa korah meshucha o taluya." We're gonna have to define what those things are, but let's say the korah was mashuch or talui. We'll define it in a second. Pachos migimo ein tzarich lavi korah cheres. If it's less than three tefachim, you don't. From meaning this is if the not if it's away from the mavoi, but this is let's say the korah is between the mavoi walls, but it doesn't extend all the way. We'll have to explain exactly what meshucha tlui is, but if you can imagine suspended in the air, obviously that's not possible. We have to figure out exactly the construction, but suspended in the air is the korah between the two walls, but it doesn't actually reach either one. So if it's pachas migimel in tzarich lahavi korach ares, if it's less than three tzvachim from the walls of the mavui, so then you don't need to bring another korah, meaning it's good. But gimel, if it's three tzvachim or more, then tzarich lahavi korach ares. Right, that's the Tanakh. That's the Tanakama. Right, that's the Tanakama. And Shem Gamliel Omer pachas midalad in tzarich lahavi korach ares. Dalad tzarich lahavi korach ares. Shem Gamliel says this is simply a machlokas within lavud. How close do you say lavud? Tanakama says three tzvachim. That's how we usually understand. Shem Gamliel says it's four tzvachim. But either way, meaning you have this korah that is in between the walls of the mavui. It doesn't reach the walls, but if it's within whoever's shita, so then we say lavud and it works. My lav meshucha mivachutz v'tuliya mivifnim doesn't meshucha and totally mean that it's outside. Mashuch is outside the mavui, and totally means it's suspended inside the mavui. Many obviously just how would that work physically? So meshuchas is away from the mavui. That's like our case, like with the pegs that are facing the Rishis Rabbim, putting the korah on top of it. And Taluya, meaning suspended, would mean that you have some sort of support going down the middle of the korah that obviously is solid on the ground and supporting the korah to make like almost like a T. So is that not the case of the Braisa? And we see clearly that Meshucha, if it's outside the korah, it's within three tzvachim of a etc., it works, it's totally fine. So why would Rava say, right, how can you say that Be'inan korah agavi mavui v'leka? The Braisa here says that Mashuch is totally fine. So Gemara says, no, you don't understand Mashuch and Taloi. That's not what it means. Idi mi bifnim. That both cases are when the korah is inside the mavui. And meshucha is meruach achas utuluya mishtei ruchos. And meshucha is when it doesn't reach the wall of the mavui on one side. And tuluya is when it doesn't reach either wall of the mavui. So how does that work? So tuluya again is like the T. Right? You have a support in the middle and the korah goes across and doesn't reach either side of the mavui. Meshucha, it reaches, it's placed on top of one wall on one side of the mavui. On the other side, it's resting on, again, like a peg or something that protrudes from the other side of the mavui. So, ma'al detema, you might have thought that meruach achas amrin and lavud, mishtei ruchos lo amrin and lavud, kamash malan. This Bryce is teaching me that simply you can say lavud even from both sides of the mavui, and therefore it's not a question against Rava at all. Again, because Rav is talking about a korah that is on the other side, on the outside of the mavui. Okay, Rav Ashi says, I'll give you another answer. Meshucha vihi tuluya, that meshucha and talui are a single case. That it's mashuch and talui. It's both pulled away from the mavui walls and hanging. Vehechitami, what's that case? Where it's pulled away and suspended, kigon shenos shnei yisedos akumos al shnei kosle mavui. You have on both sides of the top of the walls of the mavui, you have an L-shaped thing, peg, piece of metal, I don't know, whatever. She'ein gvon gimel ve'ein okmo meisan gimel, that are not three tvachim tall or three tvachim bent, meaning it's not three tvachim long. And then you put the korah on top of it. So again, the korah is too short. Right? We're talking about how do you suspend a korah in the middle of a mavui if it doesn't reach either side. So one answer, as we said before, was to put a piece of wood or support underneath it and root that in the ground. Another way is here to have these two L-shaped protrusions from the top of the mavui. And now you have the wooden korah, which ordinarily would not reach either side of the mavui, but now since you have the L-shaped pegs, it will find purchase, right? It will be supported on top of the mavui, and that's what the Bryce is coming to teach me, that it's okay. Sorry, I'll spice it for a second. Ma'adatema, you might have thought, O lovud amrinan, O chavut amrinan. You might have thought that you can say either lovud or chavut. Lovud is chavut is the same idea as lovud, just up and down. Right? Lovud, we say side to side, three tzvachim away from something, so it's considered connected. But chavut is the same thing, just basically up and down. Meaning, more specifically, that we view as if the korah is lower, meaning as if the korah is lower and actually laying on top of the walls, or is placed immediately in between the walls. So you might have thought that you can do either lavud. Again, lavud is the bar, the korah is less than three tefachim from the wall. Right? It's, if you can imagine, quote unquote, floating in the middle. And chavut is that it's less than three tefachim floating in the air above the wall. So we can apply both principles to view this korah that as if it's technically halachically hanging, resting on top of both walls of the Mavoi, even though it's not. Again, as I said before, if you don't have the pictures for this, it becomes infinitely more difficult. But yeah, definitely check out some diagrams if you can. So you might have thought you could say, oh, Lavud Amrina, oh, Chavud Amrina. You can only use one or the other. So the Gemara says, Lavud or Chavud, Lo Amrina, but you can't use both. Kamashma, and therefore the Brisa comes to teach me that you can. Okay, so but either way, it's not a kasha on Rava. Fine. Tani Rabbi Zakkai Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zakkai taught the following halacha in front of Rabbi Yochanan: Bein lechayayim etachas akora nidon kekarmelis. Between the lechis and underneath the korah is a karmelis, i.e., you cannot carry underneath them. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, "Puk tani levra, go teach that outside. That's not true. Meaning, get out of here. That's not the true statement." Amar Abaye, Abaye said, "Mistarfei mili de Rabbi Yochanan tachas akora." Again, we'll see exactly right from the Gemara in terms of what's going on between Alechi. Right, I may have jumped the gun a little bit, but okay, let's read the Gemara. Amar Rabbi, Abaye said, "Mistaver milsi Rabbi Yochanan tachas akora." Rabbi Yochanan's statement makes sense underneath the korah, meaning that only Rabbi Yochanan, when he said that it's not also meaning get that teaching out of here, get out of here with your chumras. So under the korah makes sense. Rabbi Yochanan would say it's mutter to carry underneath the korah. Aba bein lechayayim aser, but between the lechis it's aser. And Rava Amar, Rava said bein lechayayim nami mutter. Okay, you can even carry. Rabbi Yochanan meant to dispute both halachos, both shittos, and you are allowed to carry between the lechis. Amar Rava, Rava says, no, I mean Allah. How do I know? How do I know to tell you that? The Dechi also Rav Dimi on Rav Yochanan, because when Rav Dimi came to Bavel, he said the name of Rav Yochanan, Mokam she'in v'dalet al-dalet mutter, levnei rishus ha-rabim, v'levnei rishus ha-yachid, l'kaseif alav. If you have a place that is something that's dalet al-dalet, that is aimed dalet al-dalet, you have a little kind of stump that is not 4x4 tefachim, i.e. it's not its own rishus, therefore it's a mokam p'tur, and it straddles the rishus ha-yachid and the rishus ha-rabim. So it's mutter for both people coming from the Shus HaRabim or coming from the Shus HaYachid to put down their loads on this item. As long as they don't go from the Shus HaYachid into the Shus HaRabim or the Shus HaRabim into the Shus HaYachid. As long as you continue in the same Rishus that you're in, you can rest your load on this little Makom Ptur, but you can't go from one to the other. Meaning, so that would seem to prove that... Right, meaning across from the lechi, mistah is going to be obviously less than four tefachim because it can be very small. So, and you see that it's mutter, right? So it must be the Rabbi Yochanan, right, even matired, carrying in between the lechis. The Abaye, what would Rabbi say to them? Hasam gavoa gemo. There, that case over there with the little, like I said, the little stump, that's a case where it's at least three tefachim high off the ground. So therefore, it's separate from the Shus HaRabim. But there, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say it's mutter to rest your thing on. But between the lechi, which is not necessarily so set aside from the Rishus Ha, I guess the Rishus HaYochid of the Mavui, so then he may not necessarily agree with that. Amar Rabbi, Abaye says, Min Amin Allah, and I'll bring a proof to me that, again, Rabbi Yochanan would dispute that and say that carrying underneath the korah is mutter, but carrying between the lechis is aser. Amar Rabchama Barguya Marav, Tocha Pesach, if you're carrying underneath the entrance to, or in, within an entrance to a Mavui, Tzarech Lechi Acher La'atiro. You need another Lechi. Meaning, if you're between Lechis, the case here is that you have a Mavui, and the entrance is not just a clean entrance, meaning that both walls, you know, kind of end at the Rishus HaRabim, but there is a... There are also walls on either side of the entrance. There are also thick walls on either side of the entrance to the Mavui. So technically, those are kind of like lechis. So Rav said that to carry between those lechis, even though they're really just walls, you need another lechi. So apparently, what do you see? You see that the lechis themselves, you're not allowed to carry between the lechis. So chitayim, and if you tell me this by Abra Av Arba, that case is where the Pesach is four tvachim, and therefore it's a karmelis, right, and therefore also to carry in. Amar Rav Chana Barava Amarav Tocha Pesach Avo Pisha Einbo Arba Arba Tzarich Lechachar Latiro. Rav said straight up befeirish that even though there isn't dal tvachim, you still need another lechi. So that seems to prove that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you cannot carry between the lechis. So what would Rava do with this? Rava would say Hasam Bat Suach LeKarmelis. That's only in a case where the lechi leads into a karmelis. But if it leads into the Shusar Abims, then it would be mutter to carry between the lechis. So Kumar says, oh, well, the Shusar Abim, my shari, what? You tell me it's usher to carry from a mavui into a karmelis, but it's mutter to carry from a mavui, mutter to carry between the lechis if it leads into Shusar Abim. Yatsiva ba'ara v'gyura b'shmeshmaya. It's a phrase that means that the guy who lives in the city, the citizen, is on the ground, but the gira, the ger, the illegal immigrant or alien, as they translate in the art school, which is a funny way to say it, but it basically means that that's in the heavens, right? You're telling me that it makes no sense. I mean, you're going to be more machmir by the din derabanan, by the karmelis, by a mavui that leads into a karmelis, than a mavui that leads into a shusarabim, right? What are you dealing with when you go from a mavui into a karmelis? You're dealing with yisurim derabanan. When you go with a mavui into a shusarabim, you're dealing with yisurim deraisa. So why would you reverse? It should be the opposite. So it actually says in, yes, motza min is mino v'neir. That, again, another phrase that means that one type has found the other type and it woke up. Usually, if I'm not mistaken, this is a phrase that comes up a lot in Hilchos Taroves. But basically, it means that when you have two things that are very similar, very often they will cause some sort of reaction. And meaning, over here, right, when you have a mavoi, which is also to carry in midirabanan, and a karmelis, which is also to carry in midirabanan, it's much more likely that you'll get confused between the two of those rishusim than you will going from a mavoi into a shusarabim. So therefore, carrying between a lechi from a mavoi into a karmelis is going to be aser, but carrying between the lechis to go from a karmelis from a mavoi into a shusarabim is going to be mutter. Amar Rav Huna Barei de Rav Yehoshua de Rava. So Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehoshua, said to Rava, what are you talking about? Vatlo Tisra de Bin Lachayim aser. You don't hold that carrying between the lechis is aser, meaning that Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's aser. Let's say you have a mavoi that you have a lot of lechis, right? Not just one lechi, you have like 10 lechis on the side. Pachos, pachos me'arba, and there's less than dal tvachem between each lechi. So bana l'machlokas, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, v'rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, in terms of whether you apply lavud, right, depending on how much lavud is. If you tell me here, according to the Braisa, that it's less than four amos, but more than three tvachim, or less than four tvachim, so that's going to line up with the machlokas between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim, and whether you say lavud. L'arav Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, damar amin lavud. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it says that you do say lavud if it's less than four tvachim. So mishtamish ad chudu apnimi shal lechi apnimi. You can carry only up until the innermost lechi, right? Because since the gap, meaning the spaces between the lechis are less than four tvachim, so you have lavud. It's considered one huge lechi, and therefore it's usher to carry between the lechis. The rabbanan called the chachamim damri lomri on lavud that say we don't say lavud if it's more than three tvachim. And again, here it's like 3.5 tvachim. So mishtamish ad chudo pnimi shel chitzon, you can go up until the outermost lechi. Avo bein lechayim kulei alma usher. But everybody agrees that between the lechis that are legitimate, it is usher. Meaning, according to the Rav Shimon Gamliel, you can go up until the innermost lechi, because we view the whole thing as one lechi, and you can't walk between the lechis. According to the Rabbanan, you can only go up until the outermost lechi, right, because we don't view them all as one lechi, but once you get to the lechi, you can't carry between the two of them. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter to carry between the lechis? So the Gemara says, Rava wants to give you the same answer. How's that? Maybe Masuch the Karmelis. That's also when you go into a karmelis. Ah, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, same back and forth. Yitzibu the ba'arav yirav b'shmei shmaya. In, yeah, matzah min esmino veneir. And again, the same distinction that we made between a mavoi that goes into Rishus Rabim versus a mavoi that goes into a karmelis. It's going to be more machmir by the mavoi that goes into the karmelis, according to Rava. Rashi gives another answer. The case is that you have the lechis are less than four tvachim apart. The meshach arba amos for arba amos for four amos. And then Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Gamliel Damar Amin Lavud. If you say Lavud, then Habile Mavui. Then you're telling me we're not saying this is one big lechi. We're telling you that this is its own Mavui within the Mavui. Right? And then, therefore, tzarech lechi achad atira. Right, once you're inside a mavoi, so then you need another lechi to carry, right, to make sure you can carry in this new defined mavoi space. But the rabbanan are in the lo min lavud. Right? They don't say lavud here because again, it's more than three tvachim. So the tzarech lechi achad atira. You don't need another lechi, and you're dealing with one mavoi instead of a small mavoi inside of a bigger mavoi. Okay. Now. Different type of structures here, different in terms of the architecture. So let's see. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, according to Shimon Gamliel, who says that this is a very, it's two, let's see. Shimon Gamliel says the Dalet Tfachim, right, as Rashi says over here, the Vahavale Chad Lechi, and it was one long Lechi, that's Dalet Amos, considered its own Mavui. So, why don't we say that this is like a case of nirei mibechutz v'shava mibifnim? As we'll see in a second, there's a machlokas over there, and we'll just see what the Gemara says. Again, as we keep on finding that Erevin refers to things later on in the Masechta, well, we're going to do that on this Amud, so just be patient. Why don't we view it as a case of nirei mibechutz and shava mibifnim? So the Gemara says, me do taima le Rabbi Yochanan. Well, this whole back and forth is with Rabbi Yochanan. Ki asa Ravina, when Ravin came, Am Rabbi Yochanan, nirei mibechutz, shava mibifnim, eno nido mishum lachi. That the case of nirei mibechutz, shava mibifnim, is not considered a good lachi. So therefore, it's totally fine. And as you'll see in a second, Itmar. What's the case? Nirei mibechutz, shava mibifnim, what's going on over here? So basically, the case is where you can see the lechi, from the inside, but not. Oh, sorry. That's the second case. So let's. I kind of flew over this a little bit. It's my said. Let's go back. Nira mi befnim v'shavim bechutz. If you can see the lechi on the inside, but you can't see it on the outside because it's equal, it's flush up against the wall. Yeah, so that is nido mishum lechi. That is a good lechi. That's totally fine. Again, a lechi is for the people on the inside, right? While a korah, you could argue maybe for the people on the outside, a lechi for sure is for the people on the inside. So if you can see the lechi from the inside, but you can't see it from the outside, that's fine. Nir mibechutz v'shavim bifnim, but let's say you can see it on the outside, but you can't see it on the inside, meaning because it's flush up against the wall. If you can imagine, right, we think of a lechi on the inside wall of a mavoi. Let's say it's right outside the mavoi that leads into the Rishus Rabim, and flush up against the wall so that if you're walking from mavoi into Rishus Rabim, you can't see it. But obviously, it protrudes a little bit into the Rishus Rabim, so therefore you could see it if you were on the other side. So that's the case over here. Nir mibechutz v'shavim bifnim, you can see it from the outside of the mavoi, but you can't see it from the inside. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon bar Revi. That's a machlokes. Chad amar nido mishum lachi. One of them says it's good. V'chad amar ino nido mishum lachi. Another one says it is not. And who says what? And this is what we're going to say, that what we mentioned before, that Rabbi Yochanan says that it's not good. Right, and that's why wouldn't judge the previous case as if it's near mibuchot and shavim mibifnim, because that's not a case where a lechi is good. Okay, but either way, so let's see. This who says what? So tistaim de Rabbi Chiya who the Amar nido mishum lechi. Let's say it's Rabbi Chiya who says that it's good. The Tani Rabbi Chiya, because Rabbi Chiya said kosal shetzido echad kanus mechavero. If you have one wall that is slightly indented a little bit from its friend. Meaning, usually when we talk about two walls meeting, they meet at a point. But let's say the wall on the left doesn't go all the way up to the wide thickness of the wall that it's connecting to. Right? When you have a wall that's an L, so obviously an L is even, it the top, the north-south wall and the east-west wall meet at the same point, form a nice clean point. But let's say there's not a point there. There's like a little indent. So, whether it's you can see it from the outside and you can't see it from the inside, or whether you can see it from the inside or you can't see it from the outside, nidon mishum lechi. So that makes sense. Nidon mishum lechi. That works. I mean, regardless of whether the walls are close up until each other, it's still considered a good enough lechi because you have some sort of protrusion in either way. So therefore, tistayim. Therefore, it makes sense. Again, because if you have a lechi that's only visible from the outside, but again, if you can imagine that the wall from that leading towards Rishus HaRabim, right, it hits the wall that is aligned with Rishus HaRabim, but the wall that's in Rishus HaRabim doesn't go all the way to the edge, so you can't see it if you're inside the mavui. Right, you can imagine on the right side, you would, as you would leave the mavui, you see turn to your right and you'd see there's another wall there, but it doesn't go all the way up to the edge and the corner. So even if it's near mibachutz and not near bimifnim, so then it works. That's considered to be a good lechi. So apparently it is Rabbi Chiya tistayim. It does make sense. It's Rabbi Chiya is the one who's going to say that a lechi is good if it's only near mibachutz. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan nilo shmilei ha. Well, Rabbi Yochanan didn't know this. He said before that it's no good. So Elish Shmile, meaning this price that we just quoted, that Rabbi Chiya quoted, right, when Rabbi Yochanan quoted. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan had said that that type of lechi, if it's near Bibachutz or Shav Bifnim, is not good. So Rabbi Yochanan, Milo Shmile Ha, didn't he hold it? What about what happened to this price in Rabbi Yochanan? Ella must be Shmile Velo Shavarle. He heard of it, but he didn't hold of it. So Rabbi Chiya, not Milo Shavarle. Maybe Rabbi Chiya also doesn't hold of this price. Or he says, "Hi, Mai. What are you talking about?" Right? Okay, I understand that Rabbi Yochanan may not hold of this brisa, and therefore that's why he didn't quote it. But Ela Rabbi Chiya iisa lo savrla lama leisna. Why would Rabbi Chiya quote this brisa that he doesn't hold like? Like, why would that make any sense? Why would he do that? So it must be that Rabbi Chiya does hold like that. Rabbi Chiya is the one who says that near bichutz v'shabim v'fnim is a legitimate lechi, but Rabbi Yochanan holds that it is not, and that's why his previous case is not a problem. It's even though it may seem to be a case of near mibachutz shavu b'fnim, because it's not good. Okay. Again, all this stuff needs to be chazered by myself specifically, and I'm sure you know if you're having a tough time with it. So I also am having a tough time with it, even though it does sound like I know what I'm talking about, or at least I hope it sounds that I know what I'm talking about. All right, either way, let's go a little further. Amar Rav Bar Ravuna, near mibuchutz v'sham b'fneim nidol mishom lechi. Again, if you can see the lechi from the outside, but not on the inside, so that works, that's fine. And again, we're passing like Rav Chiya. Amar Rava, umos vina nashmeitzen. And we have a kasha against this. Because I ask you a question from a Mishnah. Chatzer ketana shenefetz ala gedola. If you have a small chatzer that goes into a big chatzer, so gedola mutaris ketana asura. You can carry the big one, but not the small one. Vipneshi kepiska shel gadol. Because the small chatzer is like the entrance into the big one. So the Gemara says, "Vimisa." But if you tell me that a lechi that you can see from the outside but not from the inside is fine, so ketami namin ishtari. So why can't you carry in the small one? Let it be the small one could be just like a mavui, benirim b'chutz v'sham b'fnim, and the lechis that you see on both sides from the big chatzer you can't see in the small chatzer, but that's okay. So the Amar Rizera b'nechnasin kotle ktana legdola. The case is where the walls of the big chatzer. The walls of the small chatzer go into the big chatzer. And they're not, and they don't line up, meaning with the walls of the small chatzer. The small chatzer, if you can imagine, you have a big chatzer, and then the small chatzer, the walls protrude into the big chatzer. So you have these little corners in each, let's say, in the right corner, right, upper right and upper left corner of the chatzer. So if it doesn't line up, and therefore it's not going to be good, because they need to line up with the walls, right? They need to, a lechi is no good if it's not lined up with the walls. It's already, it's off a little bit, so therefore it's not going to be a good hecker. V'lema lavud v'tishri, why don't you say lavud? V'chitema b'mithli getuma, and if you'll tell me that the case is where the wall goes out more than lavud, i.e. more than three tvachim, v'atani rav adabar avimi kamei der rabbi chanina, We learned that Ketana be'eser gedola be'achadisrei, that the case there is where the small chatzar is 10 amos, the big chatzar is 11 amos. So it must be that, how does the math work out? Let's see here, how does the math work out? Right, if the big chatzar is one amo wider than the small chatzar, so then the walls that go out from the small chatzar are going to be, let's see here, are going to be, right, sorry, okay, my bad. If the large chatzar is one amma wider than the small chatzar, so then it's six tfachim wider. If the walls of the small chatzar extend into the big chatzar, so then that means that there are three tfachim on either side of the small chatzar's walls that go into the big chatzar. So that's going to be a case of lavud, right? So it must be within three tefachim, and it should be lavud. So Ravina says, "Bemuflagin bakota mikoto ze bishnayim." The case is where it's not equidistant, right? Meaning one side is two tefachim, and mikoto ze be'arba, and the other side is four tefachim. So you can only do lavud on one side. So even if you tell me that the lechi is good if it's near mibichutz and shavim mibifnim, and there's only one lechi on one side, which is not going to really work because the other side is four tefachim away. You can't say lavud. Okay, well, lemaisa, this is a discussion that goes into tomorrow. We'll probably have to recap it, and I'll try Blina to explain it a little bit better. But okay, fine, we'll stop here. Either way, Mitzvah Shem will go back to you on the Hilge Shas tomorrow and go through this case a little bit better with a little bit of background. But either way, have a tremendous day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.